Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the quality of your thoughts. And when I sat down the other day to write some notes on this, I basically ended up writing a whole essay. So today's episode is going to be me reading this essay for you. So I hope you enjoy. The quality of your thoughts. As human beings, we have an amazing gift, the ability to be conscious of our own thinking. How are you taking advantage of this gift? When we are unaware of the thoughts running through our head, we are relinquishing control of our mind to the old habits and patterns that we have created in our lives and letting ourselves run on autopilot. Marcus Aurelius said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Therefore, guard accordingly and take care that you entertain no notions unsuitable to virtue and reasonable nature." Marcus Aurelius is teaching us here that when we spend time on our thoughts that don't help us on our path to virtue, then we're making ourselves unhappy. And the Stoics remind us over and over that we are in control of the thoughts that we entertain, and those thoughts lead to our choices, which lead to the outcomes of our lives. From the moment we wake up till the time we fall asleep, our minds are constantly churning through thoughts. Much of this thinking is just everyday thoughts to get through the day, such as what to have for breakfast or what clothes to wear. Some are more life-changing, such as whether to ask out that person we're interested in or what career options to pursue. But many of the thoughts that we have are ones that go partly or even completely unnoticed, just buzzing in the background. Maybe we're annoyed by a snarky comment from our partner earlier in the day. Maybe we're worried about something we overheard from our coworkers gossiping. Often, we ruminate on thoughts about things that we can't control, and we don't even notice it. The thoughts we entertain are a key part of the process of creating the life we want. Our thoughts are what create our emotions around the events and the people in our lives. They help us create the impetus to action, and better actions lead to better results. When we use our reason rather than our default reactions, we are able to find patterns of thinking that are not helpful and replace them with better patterns that help us see the world from a more useful perspective. And the reverse is also true. When we make judgments and focus on thoughts about how crappy life is, then the kind of life that we're going to create is one of negativity and unhappiness. For example, if I sit around and think about how someone has wronged me and they owe me an apology, or if I focus on something that happened that I think is unfair and I wish would change, I'm focusing on things that I can't control. I'm painting a picture of the world that is negative and one where I'm powerless. How would using your ability to observe and notice what thoughts you are thinking change your life? What kind of thought patterns could you change that aren't serving you? When we slow down and take that time, we can see if the thoughts that we think benefit us or if they are a hindrance. With more conscious awareness, we can make active choices rather than simply letting our minds run amok. Seneca said, "Nothing to my way of thinking is better proof of a well-ordered mind than a man's ability to stop just where he is and pass some time in his own company." The first part of gaining some control over our thinking is to limit distractions. We have so many things distracting us in our lives. We try to multitask at work with dozens of tabs open in our web browsers, and emails filling up our boxes vying for our attention. We carry around a lethal weapon of mass distraction in our pockets. With our phones connected to everything on the planet at all times, it's so easy to find ourselves perpetually entertained. But how would your life change if, when you have a few minutes to yourself, rather than reaching for your phone, you took the time to be bored and to just sit and think? As an example in my own life, for about 2 months, I was playing a poker game on my phone. At first, it was fun and a bit exciting as I played against an AI and got the feel for the game and improved my skill. I would get that little burst of dopamine every time I pulled off a great hand or a great bluff. But after a while, I began to notice that I was reaching for my phone and opening the game anytime I had a few minutes to spare. Often, those few minutes would turn into 30 or 60 minutes just to finish a game. I would play it when my partner was talking to me, giving her less than my full attention. I realized that it wasn't serving me, so I deleted it off my phone. Strangely, I felt some apprehension in doing so, and while I'm glad I did, I noticed throughout the last week that I would reach for my phone and start to scroll to the game when I had a few free moments. I would catch myself and instead open a book or just pause and think about how I'd become a bit of an addict to that game. The next part about gaining some control over our thinking is to be aware of our thinking. Meditation is all about this idea of being aware of the thoughts floating through our minds. I know that some people think that meditation is about clearing your mind, and while that is one form of meditation, the main purpose of meditation is about slowing down enough to be aware of your thoughts. When we can see our thoughts, we can look at them objectively, dispassionately, and we can ask ourselves, how is focusing on this thought helping me be a better person? When you begin to notice your thinking, be careful not to judge yourself when you do think negative thoughts. Just notice that it's a thought that you are having, and that you have the option of what you want to do with it. You can decide if that thought is one that serves you or one that doesn't, but remember, it's just a thought. If sitting with your thoughts is hard for you, then sit down and write out your thoughts, or grab your phone and start a voice memo and record your thoughts for a few minutes. Don't worry about writing or saying the right things. Just get them out as soon as they come into your head so that you can observe them later. Once you have them out of your head, then just start to see where you might be unconsciously focusing on things that aren't serving you. You can decide to let them go. You can tell your brain, hey, I see those thoughts, and it's okay to let go of those. There's no judgment, just observation. Learning to improve the quality of your thinking is something that anyone can do. The more you can limit your distractions, slow down, and notice your thinking, and use non-judgmental and reasoned thinking to focus on the thoughts that are useful, you clear much of the mental chatter. And when you can quiet down the noise, you are able to train your mind to create thinking that helps you find inner peace and stay more focused on the task at hand. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Thanks for listening. Hey friends, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, please head on over to my website, www.stoic.coffee. There you'll find a link to my Patreon page where your pledge can help me make and grow this podcast. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter, browse the Stoic reading list, and find previous episodes. I really appreciate your help in building this podcast, and thanks again for listening.